Hello.
Hi, how are you? This is Amit, customer service, giving you a call back. How may I assist you?
Oh, thank you. What is your company? I got your phone number from a text message on an alert from a charge card. And a charge was made that I didn't make.
Alrighty, I understand your concern. Now I'll be more than happy to look into it. One brief moment. Excuse me. Your zip code.
My zip code is 52806. Are you in Florida?
The company may be based off in Florida, but I'm in Alabama. We are a third-party customer service that assists numbers of merchants. Your first and last name would be.
Well, it was okay. It's on my wife's card. We've never been in touch with you before. This showed up as an alert on our Wells Fargo card yesterday. We've notified Wells Fargo. It's for an amount of $67.32, and it says premium apply, APPLI, I assume is appliance. And it had the phone number 877-201-5650, which is where I left the message for you to call back. So somebody apparently who has done business with you for $67.32 has scammed my wife's card. We have notified the credit card company, so I'm sure they're going to make it right. We've had to cancel the card. But I wanted you to be aware that whoever this person was that did business with you for $67.32 used a fraud, used our card. And
Okay, so I'm just here to assist so we can get to the bottom of this. Your first and last name would be?
well, it doesn't matter what my first and
Okay,
last name
so yes,
is.
sir, it does matter so I can locate a profile to see whether this is an accidental order or a fraudulent order. So yes, sir,
Well,
that's why we're asking the information for security purposes reasons.
okay, here's the thing. You're not going to have me in any of your database because we've never done business with you.
Okay, sir, would you like for me to assist you or? Hello?
What? Yes. Would
Yes, sir, would you
I
like for me to help you or?
like you to help me or what?
Correct. Would you like for me to assist you, sir, or do you not need assistance?
Well, I would hope that you would investigate this.
That's what I'm trying to do, but you're not giving me anything to investigate. That's why I'm asking you information for security purposes.
Okay. The last name is Kennen, KUENNEN.
Okay. Betsy?
Elizabeth or Betsy, yes.
Okay, yes, that's the name we have on our file. For security purposes, could you confirm the address that is on Whitman for security purposes?
4360 Whitman Drive.
Okay, that's great. So if the transaction is loading, so I can provide you that information shortly. Still here, one Okay, so reviewing the profile, it does show that there was a tactical bag that was purchased by Miss Betsy for the shipping and handling charge of $7.95. It was a survey that she had taken, and it expressed that she had won. All she had to do was pay this minimum shipping cost. It shows that the item would be delivered on the 14th by the end of the day. But along with that independent survey that was taken, if she was to scroll all the way down to copyright, it also expressed that within the 24 to 48 hour time frame, which is the 3-day time frame, if this profile was not canceled, then a subscription charge will apply to the account so it can start sending her out a gift card that values $125. So she can order more items off the link that is provided within the email that would be sent. That's why that $67.32 came out of the account. If you feel as if she wished to continue, we can keep this profile active.
What a scam. Oh, okay. So I'm sure that she wasn't aware of that.
Okay. So, yes, that's something you the customer would have to read into. I don't see any scam because they sent her out the product, and also the account just wasn't canceled in time. Now, we have no problem of getting this canceled to prevent any charges from coming out moving forward.
Mm-hmm. So they sent out a product to her?
Right. The tactical bag is shipped to her at this moment as we're speaking. So it's going to be delivered on the 14th. If you're interested in the not the cancellation, but the tracking number, I can provide you that as well. It will be delivered through the USPS local.
What is the product?
It is a tactical bag.
Tactical bag. Oh, that was supposed to be the free bag she got for taking the survey.
Right, but it also expressed that it is an independent survey. So if the profile is not canceled in time, then that subscription charge will automatically apply. Do you feel as if she wished to continue?
Oh, I'm sure she doesn't want to continue.
Okay,
let me go ahead and
get this canceled. There will be an email confirming the cancellation within the next 24 to 48 hours. I have that cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Okay. Go ahead.
See like Charlie. 262-505-946.
C-262-505-946 is the cancellation number.
That is correct.
And an email will be coming confirming this, correct?
Yes, there will be an email confirming the cancellation.
To what do you have for an email?
BetsyK52@hotmail.com.
Right. All right. So this will cancel this, but in the meantime, this fee, the $67.32, is that going to cancel, or is that what she's going to have to pay?
Now, with your concern of the charge, we have no problem with providing that 35% refund, which will fall back within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so the $67.32 will be refunded.
35% refund.
35% refund. Why only 35?
Because the profile wasn't canceled in time, as the information was agreed upon terms conditions before the completion of that transaction. Now, the highest that I am able to do for you as a courtesy is a 50% refund, and I can make sure I get that process. It will fall back within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Well, here's the thing. Because she already called and alerted the Wells Fargo that this was a fraudulent charge, which is what her belief was, because she couldn't connect this to anything. She had no idea who premium whatever was, and so she canceled the card. So you probably can't refund it on the card.
Oh, no. With her canceling the card, she just canceled that card. We can reverse the charge back into the account, but there would be no other charges coming off due to the cancellation. So once your new card is being sent to you, then the funds would be on your new card.
Yeah, even though the old one's been stopped, you can still put a credit on it.
The card is still associated with the account that the old card came out of. It's just like a system thing.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess she should never fill out one of those surveys again and should read the fine print.
I would just express as a personal opinion, when it's none of those products are free. So basically, if it says, hey, you're getting such and such for free, please read the copyright or the privacy policy or terms, conditions, whatever it has, it always be at the bottom of that survey, not the top, not the comments, at the bottom. And it also is not in fine print. You can click on it, it will automatically pop up. It automatically expresses that it is a independent survey, so it doesn't affiliate with the trademark that was advertised with the item. So I do understand the confusion, but yes, that's basically what it is.
Yeah, because it came from Walgreens.
Right.
Which is a trusted, what a scam. Yeah, and she's 73 years old. So first it was supposed to be free because she's going to donate the backpack to a place that she volunteers at where they need backpacks. Then when she gets to the end, she goes, oh, I got to pay $7.95, but I'll pay $75.95 for shipping. It's worth it. And now I find this whole thing was whatever. Yeah, I guess I got to take away the computer so she doesn't do it again. All right.
Just make sure she don't take surveys. That's it.
Yeah, what a scam. What a scam. Okay, and I'm not saying you're a scam. I'm just saying.
Oh, no, I get what you're saying.
I'm sure that you get calls like this. So what, you can refund half of it?
Yes, that it is processing to fall back into the account soon.
Okay, so half of 67, so it'll be like 30, whatever, 33 or something.
Okay.
33 something. All right, thanks for your help.
No problem. I appreciate you for giving customer service a call, and you enjoy your day.
Bye.